Well, it's been a while since I have done a webcast. It's been a time to decompress, to gather some thoughts, to think about everything that's taken place in the last year and a half. And I'm not done decompressing. I think there's more to talk about, more to say, but this will be a completely unscripted webcast. So join me next now on Countdown to the Kingdom. Well, hello, I'm Mark Mallett from Countdown to the Kingdom. And before I go any further, I also want to invite a colleague of mine onto the show. And she is the founder also of Countdown to the Kingdom, along with me and a couple of others. Welcome, Christine Watkins.
Good to see you, Mark.
Yeah, it's great to have you. You and I have been anticipating doing a webcast together now for months. And it's just a time for us, I think, today to kind of just address some of the thoughts, I think, that are on our heart. And we have purposely really not talked about this webcast today because I think both of us have a lot of emotions. We have a lot of things on our heart that we have to deal with the pandemic, have to deal with what Our Lady is saying to us, what our Lord is saying. And we just, I think today we just, both of us agree, we just wanted to have kind of an unscripted, not a highly produced webcast, but just something from the heart, I guess you would say, right?
Right. I think that's a nice way of saying that it might be very, very bad. So I appreciate the way that you polished that introduction.
Yeah, very bad way. Yeah, you're right. I covered that. Yeah, our way of saying unscripted and from the heart is just a way of saying we've been just too lazy to want to do any effort in it. But that's actually not true. No, we really do want to speak to you from the heart. And, you know, Christine, this past month and a half, I mean, actually, I'm going to go back 21 years when I first cut my first album as a Catholic singer-songwriter. And, you know, back then, Christine, I had this vision in my heart of sitting there in churches and singing and, you know, kind of like John Michael Talbot, who, as I grew up, was a hero of mine, his beautiful meditative music. And you know, I wanted to be not another John Michael Talbot, but that's what I wanted to do, was just dedicate my life to singing songs and worshiping the Lord. And then in 2002, John Paul II called us youth at World Youth Day to become watchmen who announced the coming of the risen Christ. He said to us,
it's a stupendous task I am calling you to.
And so I really didn't respond to that call till 2005, 2006, when the Lord personally, in a personal experience that I've shared in other webcasts, the Lord called me to this. And it has changed the course of my life because it's been a ministry to watch and to pray and to announce the coming of the risen Christ, who's coming to bring about the fulfillment of Scripture and an era of peace on earth, as it says in Revelation 20 and the book of Isaiah, in the book of Ezekiel. Many, many scriptures, and of course, many approved private revelations speak of this coming period of peace that is now, we believe, the same thing as what Our Lady was saying at Fatima, the period of peace that would come with the triumph of her heart. But I guess what I'm just trying to say is, Christine, I thought I would be sitting in churches and singing instead of been writing about topics that are heavy, topics like the Antichrist, because you can't speak of the coming of Christ without the speaking about the Antichrist, the apostasy, the rebellion, the chastisements, the labor pains that precede it. And, you know, this would be a great opportunity for me to sit here and whine and feel sorry for myself. Poor Mark didn't get to live out his dreams. I will say this, that I could not say no to Jesus and I would not take back what he's called me to. But you know what? I'm human like everybody else. And I'll be honest, Christine, I'm speaking right from the heart. I have been traumatized by what I have seen over the last year. It traumatized in a sense, not that I'm, you know, seeing a counselor over it, but I'll give you an example. Right before this webcast, my wife just got off the phone. She says, Mark, I was just talking to a woman and she took the vaccine, and she 5 months later, she's got lung damage and heart damage, and she for her the rest of her life now. And I came in the office, and I sat here and I cried, because you and I, Christine, have been warning people for a year now that this was coming, and I don't think we understood, not until the scientists began speaking. And we put that in our documentaries that are on our website here, countdownofthekingdom.com. Not until they started to describe what was happening and the data started flowing in did I think we fully grasp what was going on and what is happening right now. And so those are my opening remarks right now, because I still need to decompress. I still need to get this out to my viewers, many who've wondered what happened to Mark. And Mark was talking about Jesus and everything, and all of a sudden... Well, you know what I did is I went back to my journalist roots. I'm a former television reporter. And the Lord said, you need to go back and you need to start to report what is happening in the world right now, because it's all tied into everything I've written about over the last 16 years. Everything, the coming of global communism that we're watching right now unfolding. So we will talk more about these things, I'm sure, but those are my opening remarks, Christine. I just know that you're probably feeling much the same as me.
Yes, I wanted to be a singer. No, I'm just kidding. Aside from that, ditto. I did not plan on reporting on any of this. Life has taken us down its own current, truly. And separately, Mark and I felt compelled from within to do hours and days and long nights of work to put together video clips of what was not being said and what was being censored regarding the dangers specifically around the vaccines that are being rolled out. And I can only attribute it to the Holy Spirit, because it was certainly nothing I wanted to do. And the hours of research were grueling, I think, and the spiritual attacks. I think, Mark, you can attest to that, how hard it was to get this information out. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, he and I have been dealing with getting this video up for 3 hours of technological difficulties that he had never before experienced. So once again, we are speaking from a place of what we've researched. We are beginning to trust more what is censored rather than what is put forth in the mass media and the controlled websites, controlled radio shows, controlled television shows, controlled news, controlled internet searches, controlled fact checkers. If you don't know yet, there is a concerted effort for the truth to be suppressed. And one of the reasons Mark and I wanted to do this is because we are aghast that people still don't know yet. And I think that's because they aren't searching alternative sources and are assuming that the narrative that's being literally shoved down their brains, bodies, neurological systems is filled with lies. And there is a lot of power, there's a lot of money, there's a lot of coercion, there are a lot of chaos behind all of it. And the people who are being censored are top level scientists, immunologists, doctors, virologists in their field, who up until a few months ago were highly cited, highly regarded, top of their fields. And now, as the powers that be go in and change their Wikipedia pages and smear them over the internet and sites like Google, etc., they are considered conspiracy theorist idiots. They are losing their reputation. They're losing their jobs. They are losing their friends. And speaking of loss, I've lost my family. I haven't even expressed my views. All that a couple of my family members have known is that I haven't gotten vaccinated. And I know that the propaganda out there, and Mark and I, maybe you can show it on the screen, Mark hasn't either. And that puts us in the category of potential terror threats. The opposing COVID measures, such as not taking a vaccination, now tops the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's list of potential terror threats. So I haven't yet in my life, I don't know about you, Mark, but I haven't yet been a terrorist. And a family member said that I would not be allowed to ever see them unless I got vaccinated. And so I've been disinvited. That's traumatic. The second trauma I received were two very close friends getting, I think one got the Pfizer shot, the other got the Johnson & Johnson, and then they gave it to their children. Honestly, I am much closer to my friends than I am to their children, and one I barely even know his children, but it was a stab. It was a stab through the heart because I had warned, and now I don't know what's going to happen to them. And I don't know if you listeners have people close to you who've had something happen to people you know. And that's not a reliable statistics. And it doesn't really mean anything if I tell you that a friend of a friend who was in his 20s took the second Pfizer shot, got a bloody nose, and died the next day. Another relative of a friend in her 40s got a headache after the second shot, died the next day. It doesn't help me to tell you that a friend of mine who's an airline stewardess, there's a big resistance under the stewardesses not to take it, but her friend, who was a model in her 30s, is now, after the Johnson & Johnson, paralyzed with no legs forever and in constant terrible shooting pain in her legs. Maybe forever. Those are three people, so it's not even a statistic. But now there's statistics too. Can you go into some of those, Mark? Because these are things that stab our hearts because they're close to us. But if you're a Christian or if you're a person with a heart, you're going to care about these statistics being actual people, and what is being done to humanity is not okay. And the vilified are you and me, Mark. We are the worst people on earth. We are a terrorist threat at this point.
Yep.
Whereas the people who are fooling the doctors will go into how fooled everyone is and how there's a collective delusion that makes families separate unnecessarily and for the wrong reason. We'll go into some of the lies, not just what's happening in our personal lives. We've mentioned them before, but there's new evidence supporting what we've already said. So in my heart, I feel like, well, my friends, they agreed with me, and then something clouded their vision and they turned and they did it. And if we don't keep pumping what we feel is the truth, I feel like we'll lose more people. And even if I don't know you, I care about you because you're a fellow human being, and I don't want to see anyone fooled, no matter what their beliefs.
Well, you know, Christine, you know, you're hitting on some, I can hear the frustration in your voice. And I think there's no shame in that because, you know, we didn't set out to start speaking about this pandemic to be, neither of us are scientists. We are both evangelists in the church. I'm a former journalist. I know you have your degree again, Christine, is in is it psychology?
Theology.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm a couple degrees, an MS CSW and a theology degree, MTS.
Sorry, your audio broke up there. The enemy was playing with it again. You said theology, and the other one was?
I can do counseling.
Okay, yes, that's right. Okay. So anyway, we're not scientists, but you know, I was on Facebook today, and I read a comment someone made to a priest who is warning his faithful flock about the dangers that are now associated, that are now proven now in the data, and we're going to get to those numbers, you statistics you mentioned in just a moment. But you know, she said, you know, to this priest, you need to just stick. You and the lay people need to just stick to your own business, and we should just quote, you know, listen to the immunologists and virologists. Well, there's two problems with that statement. It's the idea that we can't actually quote a scientist because we're just lay people. I mean, when has that ever worked? I mean, you hear people every day talk about the weather, yet they're not climatologists. You hear people talk about politics, and yet they haven't got a political degree. You hear people quoting scripture, and yet they're not theologians. You hear people quoting a homily, and yet they don't have a master's in divinity. But somehow in the pandemic, if you quote a statistic you heard from a scientist, it's like, no, you need to shut your mouth and not speak. And of course, then they go on and tell you all the truth about how masks work and everything else. So it's a double standard. So, I mean, that's the first problem. But the second problem is that I can't even remember what the second problem was going to say, but I think I'm getting to the point of it, is that that's a ridiculous standard. I don't need to have a degree in virology or immunology to quote someone like Dr. Peter McCullough, the most cited doctor in the National Library of Medicine, or Dr. Beata Stadler, one of the world's most renowned immunologists, both men who are being censored right now. Dr. Peter McCullough less so, because I think he has some levers we don't understand, and he mentioned it in one of his interviews, that he has some levers. And so fortunately, Dr. Peter is getting a bit more airtime on YouTube and so on, but there's also cases where they're being deleted. I mean, Christine, we talk about the tolls. And here, for example, is indeed a writing, or let me just find this now. I'm playing the control room now at the same time. But we did this article that you see here on Countdown to the Kingdom called The Tolls. And for this, I have been this close to being banned on YouTube, on Facebook, LinkedIn. And all this article is, it's not stating my opinion, it's not stating any assumptions, it is quoting government data from the VAERS reporting system, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System in America, as of our webcast, right now that we're recording. It shows that there are 13,068 deaths reported after the vaccine, and many of these within 48 hours after taking these so-called vaccines, which are really mRNA gene therapies. There's a total of almost 700,000 adverse reactions, but there's another number few people are talking about, Christine. You'll see it right in the middle. 17,228 permanent disabilities. So we might be able to say, well, the dead aren't here, so they can't speak, so we'll just ignore that. But you can't ignore this woman, for instance, that talked to my wife on the telephone. She says, I had no prior health problems. I took the injection and immediately I started having lung and heart inflammation, which, as we know now, once you get heart inflammation, it's permanent damage. You don't undo that. And we're seeing deaths now in young people who've taken the vaccine. The mainstream media will report this once in a while. But then they'll go on, as long as someone in the document or in their news story says, these are rare. Well, 13,000 deaths after a drug is not rare, because Dr. Peter McCullough notes, he said that usually after 50 deaths, you'll find that a new drug is pulled off the market. We have that with the swine flu vaccine in 1970s, 75, 76. It was pulled off the market, I think, after, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 25 deaths. Now you've got 13,000 deaths reported after the vaccines in America. You have in the Eudravigilance database, this is the European reporting system. Again, this is government data. This is not from some conspiracy website. In fact, I have an assistant researcher, Wayne LaBelle, who has run these numbers himself so we could confirm what is being reported on VAERS, and his numbers are exactly matching up. In Europe, as of this webcast tonight, Christine, 21,766 deaths and over 2 million reported injuries. And we want to note to you that of these, there's a Harvard study that came out, said that it's maybe 1% is actually reported in the reporting system. So you could potentially multiply these numbers by 100. There was, prior to this webcast, I heard Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, another vaccine expert who has made her life now to study vaccine safety for families. And again, Christine, they always call these people anti-vaxxers. They're not anti-vaxxers. Dr. Peter McCullough is as pro-vaccine as it gets. That's why he's talking about these things, because he doesn't want to see good vaccines, in his mind, get a bad rap. And so this is how you know the fact checkers are lying. When they quote someone like Dr. Peter McCullough or Dr. Dolores Cahill or Dr. Beta Stadler or Dr. John Ioannidis, and I could go on with all of these doctors I've quoted in my documentary called Following the Science, none of them are anti-vax. They've all come out and said they're pro-vax, pro-vaccine, and they are. Dr. Robert Malone, the guy who invented the mRNA injections right now, is absolutely pro-vaccine. I mean, he doesn't make no bones about it. But this is how you know, because the mainstream media comes out and immediately vilifies. It's an ad hominem attack. They go after the character of these people. And I'll tell you, that's how you know Satan is behind the mainstream propaganda right now. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with the industry that I gave my life to for a number of years. Journalism today is dead. Christine, it's dead, except for actually a handful now of people who are out there. We call them alternative websites. I agree with you. If I see the mainstream media talking, I know they're lying. If I go to the alternative websites that have been censored, that's where I know the truth is. And it's easy to know, Christine, because they always point to the studies, the footnotes. Take, for instance, and we brought this up, this guy right here on your screen, Dr. Joseph Mercola. And I'm sure right now, Christine, there's people rolling their eyes. Do you know why I trust Dr. Joseph Mercola as a journalist? Because every single one of his articles is footnoted. If he makes a statement, if he makes a statistic or a fact, he goes right to the published studies. And this is why when Joe Biden called him one of the top misinformation people in America, a man who's under threats, we're not sure the nature of them, but it almost sounds like death threats, because he's now deleting all his content after 48 hours. A lifetime's work he's deleted. This is when you know something's wrong, because you have to just follow the man's arguments. And, you know, if he's saying something that's published in the Oxford Journal or the Lancet or something else, and it's a peer-reviewed study, you're no longer listening to Dr. Mercola. But this is, you know, Christine, this is what's driving you and I crazy. And many people crazy is people are going from fear and emotions, and they're believing anonymous fact checkers before they believe world-renowned immunologists. And that's why, Christine, I totally agree with you. We are seeing something in the order of a mass delusion taking place in the world.
And I've tried to figure it out based on, you know, my studies in psychology and having the background in social dynamics. When a person is in fear, and that has been the governments around the world have hired people to do techniques of pumping fear into the human psyche to control behavior. This has been documented. And when we post this video, I don't have the book in front of me, but I ordered one. It might be called The Politics of Fear, but a woman in the UK researched highly, speaking of good journalism, and spoke with several people in the government about exactly what they were doing to pump fear into people. And what happens in the human brain when it's overtaken by fear, rational thought disappears. And so that is partly why we have this collective hysteria, in terms of believing what the news says. Also, we have a new paradigm, at least here in the US. We have never lived under something that is dictatorial. Certain minorities have. Certain minorities are not taking the shot as much. I mean, you have very few African Americans, Hispanics. They in New York, with the new vaccine passport, they're not going for it. Why is that? Because minorities understand persecution much better than the dominant, you know, race of a society. They get how they can be used as a guinea pig, for instance. And African Americans have been used as such. So they're going to be more skeptical.
People. By the way, Christine. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was going to say, just interject there. A study just came out showing that the most vaccine hesitant right now, guess who they are? Conspiracy theorists? Yeah. The conservatives? Right wingers? You're right. It's PhDs. So if the PhDs, who are experts in research, if they know that there's something that to make them vaccine hesitant, what about the rest of us who are also, you know, as you say, who are just watching the data? But I mean, Christine, I'll give you an example. There's a Canadian evangelist here in Canada, well known here in Western Canada, wrote me just yesterday. He said, "Oh, I don't know." He says, "I think the world's going back to normal, and economics and politics and society, everything's going back to normal." I was stunned by his comments because we are racing. I mean, it just we're racing toward the loss of our freedom. We already have lost our freedom. It's just for some of us now, it's a matter of weeks. In France right now, they're already banning some people who are unvaccinated from grocery stores. Same thing in Colombia. So listen, what I'm saying is people like this guy who's praying and you'd think discerning hasn't a clue. He's absolutely clued out. So when he watched my documentary yesterday, he wrote me back this morning and said, "Unbelievable." He says, "That was incredible and disturbing." He said, "I'm double vaxxed." So I wrote him back and I gave him, you know, some websites where he can go to find some protocols from experts like Dr. Zelenko, where he can get some information on what to do because of the autoimmune reactions that are going to be expected now over the next year or two that are going to result, according to these expert scientists, Christine, in a mass die-off of human beings on this planet. We are in for times of grief like we have never known, which is why Countdown to the Kingdom, Christine, I believe was born. I believe it was born to guide people at this hour through these times. But Christine, can I just pick up where you left off? But you were talking as a psychologist, as a counselor, about your experience, knowing how people respond to fear. And I want to show our viewers, these quotes are on my website from my recent writing called The Strong Delusion, which are the words of St. Paul, that there would come an apostasy, that St. Paul said, those who refuse to believe the truth, that God would send a strong delusion, that those who refuse to believe the truth would be condemned. And I believe, Christine, we are in the beginning stages of it. Because, and I think this is why we're heading toward a warning, because I think there's many good people, and I want to repeat this, there's many good people with good intentions who have gone and taken these injections, not knowing they were part of a clinical trial that doesn't end until 2023. They are part of what Dr. Peter McCullough calls the largest human experiment in history. And they are, and you are, who have taken it. But I just want to go back to this again and just quote what Dr. Vladimir Zelenko said, who has treated thousands of COVID patients successfully with ivermectin, zinc, and other kind of a cocktail of ingredients that he's cured people. And I think
you want to tell people, because I know that there are people listening saying, what is it? What is it? What do I need to do? And we want to let you know that Dr. Zelenko not only has saved the lives of, 660 patients, 669, not 666, folks, 669.
No, it was over 6,000. Christine, it was over 6,000 patients.
Oh, I read an old article then. Okay, 6,000 patients.
Very old, yes. It's now over 6,000, yeah.
So he's well accomplished, but his protocol that Mark's about to hopefully read to you is also for the vaccinated, because now the vaccinated need to take care of themselves to not suffer from when they come into contact with another wild-type virus and may have an antibody-dependent enhancement reaction, which could be very, very harmful. Also, just to keep their immune systems up, because there are more susceptible, says Dr. Zelenko, to cancer and inflammation and so many other diseases.
Right. And so this is a man who's been published in top peer-reviewed journals with world-renowned physicians. He's testified before the U.S. Senate Homeland Security, nominated for the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and on and on. This is not some corner doctor who, was sitting there making up things. He's going based off of studies and true science and curing people. I'm not going to read the protocols.
He's nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, I believe, as well.
Oh, that's true. Yes, he was Dr. Yeah. Zelenko. So you can go to his website, which is Vladimir Zelenko, MD. Vladimir Zelenko, MD.com. And you can click on his protocols and read for yourself what he's recommending for people to take. Now you can get at your corner store, because many people wanted to get ivermectin, Christine, but they banned it. They banned ivermectin for some reason. A friend who's a doctor here in Canada said he went to get it to prescribe it, and he was told, you can't get it and you won't be able to get it. This is astonishing. And in fact, tonight, Christine, I don't know if I have the article on this. No, I don't. I don't have it right now, but I just read an article that someone from the World Health Organization is being brought to trial or a case against them for blocking and giving false information in Israel on ivermectin, because ivermectin was a go-to in Israel. I'm sorry, it's the India bars, and it was India where ivermectin has been successfully used in India. And so it's the Indian Bar Association.
The Desert Review, yeah. Indian Bar Association sues WHO scientists over ivermectin.
That's right, yeah.
And sued WHO chief scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan on May 25th, accusing her in a 71-point brief of causing the deaths of Indian citizens by misleading them. And the reason why ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine were prevented from being prescribed by doctors is because if there was shown to be an alternative successful treatment, which they are in combination with zinc and erythromycin, when another treatment for COVID is found effective, the Emergency Use Authorization Act to push through these emergency vaccinations would not be able to be effective or happen at all. So this is an operation of crime on a large scale.
It's incredible.
The very beginning. This is the COVID virus itself is a crime against humanity. The vaccinations are a crime against humanity. And so you have Dr. McCullough. We keep making reference to him. You had his picture on the screen. He's the most highly cited physician on the early treatment of COVID. Extremely respected doctor. He has whistleblowers inside the CDC. And he said, in his own words, he says, I can't say this in the mainstream media, but COVID weapon and the vaccines represent phase two of that bioweapon.
Your audio just cut out, but phase one, you said again, Christine, again, phase one, you said,
okay,
Dr. Nicole said it's a bioweapon, right?
Yeah, I'm going to quote him. He said, COVID was a bioweapon and the vaccines represent phase two of that bioweapon. And now I'm going to quote him exactly. As this, in a sense, bioterrorism phase one was rolled out, it was really all about keeping the population in fear and in isolation, preparing them to accept the vaccine, which appears to be phase two of a bioterrorism operation. McCullough said in a June 11th webinar with German attorney Rainer Fulmich and several other doctors. And then he noted, this is another quote from him, both the respiratory virus and the vaccine delivered to the human body the spike protein, the gain-of-function target of this bioterrorism research. So you have all these problems injected into the human body, injected, as it were, through the coronavirus and through the vaccines. So in this, it's a masterful, brilliant. I mean, I think about now, Mark and I believe, and messages from heaven that we post on Countdown have warned us against these vaccines, have also given us other things like the Good Samaritan oil to have some protection, hopefully, against the coronavirus. So heaven is trying to help us. Heaven is trying to guide us. But what's amazing to me is how brilliant the enemy is. And if the Antichrist is, as this last message from through Gisella Cardia from Our Lady said, if he's close to the church, that's making sense to me right now. And if he is the behind the scenes mastermind, all of this, he has done a brilliant job, because you don't have a lot of deaths all at once. And you do know, you enforce these measures, the lockdowns, the masks, the so forth and so on, that haven't curbed it. And you've created a vaccine or vaccines that actually, here's the thing. The evil one has gotten good people to harm others in an effort to heal them. He's gotten good people in families in an effort to keep their loved ones safe, harming other loved ones. And he has doctors trying to help their patients actually harm them. So he's harnessed most of the globe to do his work under the pretense of goodwill. This is just amazing. This is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. So,
and Christine, and look, sorry, but we'll add to that. And you've got the Pope himself and cardinals in the church leading the flock, leading the way. They are now the official religious voice for Big Pharma. And Christine and I were not judging the Holy Father. He's obviously been told
These
vaccines are safe and effective. Yeah, he's been given misinformation. And he's been told these are safe and effective. He said from the very beginning there are no special dangers. All of this, the top immunologists and virologists in the world have said that is false. These have dangers. You just saw the death numbers. These aren't my numbers. They're government data that are stunning. There's never been a vaccine in the world ever rolled out with that many deaths in such a short time. Just before this webcast, we heard again one doctor saying there's an insider inside the CDC saying the number could be 200,000 deaths in the United States alone, but we haven't been able to confirm that. So that's, we don't know. But I mean, if only 1% are reported right now, you can take 1% times that by 100, 13,000 deaths, and you can start to see how we have no idea what the numbers are, because these things are being covered up, they're being hidden. We've already heard from several doctors saying that they've been blocked from reporting deaths, that it's very difficult to report these adverse events. That's one doctor was saying they've put adverse events on VAERS website and seen them disappear. You know, Christine, Jesus said Satan is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He's the father of lies. So what does Satan do? He lies in order to murder, and especially the soul, to murder the soul, so we're eternally separated from God. But communism tells us that Satan is also interested in murdering the body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Made in the image of God, he hates the human body. Satan was given a glorified body, according to some scripture theologians. They believe he was a musical angel. There's some speculation that his body even possibly was like a musical instrument, and that Satan created beautiful music, which if you look at the music today, you'd see how it's an anti-music in a way, what we listen to on the radio today. So there's some interesting things there, but you know, Satan hates the body. He wants to murder the body, and millions of deaths under communism throughout the world that continue to this day. And now we are seeing the end game, what Our Lady warned at Fatima, that Russia would spread her errors throughout the world. That is, global communism would spread. Folks, I say this with love, and it's kind of overused. It's a bit of a cliche, but you need to wake up. if you don't know what's going on, because I literally was walking with my family, Christine, in the water, in a national park this weekend, and I said to my wife, I said, we're living our last days of freedom, honey. These are our last days. My sons came home and found that they had to cancel a concert in Vancouver, BC they were going to because they now require vaccine passports. Now we're learning some of the provinces in Canada are banning travel in between provinces without a vaccine passport. Folks, this is communism. This is communism. And those of you who are justifying it, you are doing it out of fear, because with a virus with a 99.9% or 7 or 0.5, whatever you want to call it, depending on how old you are, it's still way over 99%. This is not an existential threat to humanity. It's a threat to people who are vulnerable, but so is the flu bug.
It is much worse than the flu bug. And it's a terrible thing. It's a bioweapon, and you need early treatment. You need early treatment. But listen to this. Speaking of how masterful this is, a study just came out. Fully vaccinated healthcare workers carry 251 times the viral load as the unvaccinated, pose a threat to unvaccinated patients and coworkers. This is a preprint paper by the prestigious Oxford University Clinical Research Group. Okay. Now, what this means is you have been told the opposite of what is true. We have all been told the opposite of what is true, that if we're vaccinated, we're safe, and everyone in our family needs to be vaccinated who comes near, our children, our grandparents, because you could hurt them by simply being an unvaccinated person. Granted, maybe you don't have COVID and it's not on you, but you're still a threat. What they're finding is the vaccinated are shedding. This is, says that it's carrying 251 times more the viral load in their noses than those who are unvaccinated. So these lovely nurses, these well-meaning doctors, these well-meaning parents, children are getting vaccinated, and then it sheds because the body needs to shed this spike protein. It's trying to get rid of it as a toxin, and it's coming out of their sweat, their pores, in making love, in semen, and everything. It's shedding, and it's just horrible. You can look this up yourself.
It's a horror show, Christine.
Two-year-olds have blood clots, are starting their periods, girls. Four-year-olds, six-year-olds are starting to bleed because their parents went out, got the shot to protect them, and yet now the kids are shedding it, or the spouse, or there are clinics of, you know, with women who are pregnant where the doctors are, few of them are understanding this and not allowing the vaccinated to come in because they can shed onto the unvaccinated and cause all these bleeding problems. And this is horrendous. I mean, imagine how angry people are going to feel when they wake up, when they realize all this work, all this fear they did to be safe, they actually were used by evil to become the spreader. And so all of this Delta and all of this spreading of the virus, oh my goodness, we're looking at a National Geographic article as well that said evidence mounts that people with breakthrough infections can spread Delta easily. And they've been vaccinated, okay? So if you got a vaccine, you can still be okay. But please, if you're unvaccinated, don't get so angry at the vaccinated because you feel like they're persecuting you. Love them. If you are a Christian, love them. Love everyone. Love your enemies. If you're vaccinated and you've been hating on the unvaccinated, realize maybe they have a hesitancy for a reason. Maybe they aren't public enemy number one and a potential terror threat to your country. Realize that that is absolutely ludicrous on every level, and in fact turned on its head. Realize this. Wake up, people, or you won't have families anymore. You won't have community. You won't have love. find out, research what works to help with vaccine related problems. Find out, research what helps with discovering how to not get or to get through COVID-19. Try to make yourself healthy. Remember the days when we didn't want to even put in a GMO product, when we didn't want anything unhealthy in ourselves. Remember the days of free-range chickens? There's so many people who were so worried about having a single chemical in them, lest they be unhealthy. And how is it through fear that a lot of these wonderful, loving, well-meaning people were the first to get in line to have an unknown agent put inside their body? So the mass hysteria, the insanity is over the top. And I just want to quote Dr. Peter McCullough because he sees it too. And if you see it, I'm so happy that you're waking up right now because you've been taught to get mad at the wrong people. Just like Hitler said, it's the Jews. They're the ones. It's the priests. It's the lame. Everyone who was killed in the Holocaust was somehow at fault and needed to be killed. They needed to be done away with, locked up. And as someone said on a news reporting show, they need to not be able to go purchase food. That was just said on a news show in North America that used to be a free documentary.
Don Lemon, CNN.
Why is he not being grabbed and pulled off the screen? Why are we sitting there going, yeah, they shouldn't even have food? Who are you being made into be? So this is Dr. McCullough quoted once again. Now I can't come out. And we'll have links in the bottom of the video to the articles that we mention in this video. Now I can't come out and say all this on national TV today or at any time, he continued. But what we had learned over time is that we could no longer communicate with government agencies. We actually couldn't even communicate with our propagandized, you like that word? Propagandized colleagues in major medical centers, all of which appear to be under a spell, almost as if they are hypnotized right now. He did not, and then it goes on to say the article, he did not hold back in his criticism of his colleagues in the medical community. And then quote unquote, and doctors, good doctors, are doing unthinkable things like injecting biologically active messenger RNA that produces this pathological spike protein into pregnant women. I think when the doctors wake up from their trance, they're going to be shocked to think what they've done to people.